This is Andrew recording this log entry from Camp 2. I'm sitting right now on a small ledge on the ridge. The soft is tied into the rope spill on my left. On my right, Amy is inside of a tent, which is tied into rock and a cornice of ice and snow. We've got three stoves on the boil right now, trying to dish out hot drinks and meals to everyone, using the snow which is right above us. The land here, or the mountainside, drops off steeply, and so we don't have very much room to move around. Climbing today between Camp 1 and Camp 2 was quite steep. It was very enjoyable. It was quite a change from what we'd been on previously. And Amy shot off first, climbing like a machine this morning. I tried to keep up with her, and we had James and Fred coming up behind. We went through quite a lot of vertical terrain, quite a lot of steep, mostly rock, and very enjoyable. It is approximately 4 hours of climbing, and very nice to reach this camp. Although it's not a very, very spacious setting, it's quite an exciting position to be in, looking down thousands of meters to the glaciers below us, and a sea of cloud now below us, and looking up at the remaining 1,000 meters. We can't see Camp 3. We know where it lies. We can see a lot of the steps and the steep gullies that now move up onto what's called the Deblam, the big ice face that reaches the summit. The really exciting thing from today was that three of our team were feeling strong and decided to push off ahead of us. And about 30 minutes ago, Asaf, Joe, and Seth, along with Pasang and Nyingma, returned from the summit of the mountain. So they've made it, and they're about as shattered as I've ever seen them. And I've climbed a lot of mountains with these guys. I think this is them at their most knackered. So really exciting for us, though, to see them abseiling down hundreds of meters of ice and then slowly pick their way across the ridge to join us here. We're just catching the late day sun, and Amy's keeping everybody fed. They'll probably try and do a bit more descending depending on how their energy feels for the rest of the day. Very bright up here, so bright. I'm wearing my sunglasses in the tent most of the time, keeping well covered up. It does warm up at times in the midday, the rest of the time, windy, very, very cold. Just about all the clothing coming out. But progressively, our rucksacks are lighter and lighter as we get further up and leave more bits of equipment behind and need less food and fuel. So going quite well for us right now. A really exciting afternoon, all of us here on this little spot on the ridge.